Well, good morning, everybody. So, get to the right page here. So, while I'm getting my stuff ready, if you want to turn your Bible to Psalms 111, the 10th verse. And it'll bleed over into 112, 1 through 7 also. Psalms 111:10 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever." Moving on down to verse 1. "Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on the earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealthy and riches will be in this house, and in his righteousness endures forever. Until the upright, there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteousness." I'm going to stop right there. I'll get to the other part a little bit later. Sometimes you'll see me moving my paper this way. I got notes on the sides and stuff where I added stuff as I was going. So, the fear of the Lord. What's the first thing that comes to your mind? How should we fear the Lord? What was that? Being afraid. That's one of them. Another one is being respectful. Like respecting his power, his generosity, his goodness, and holiness. You look back on what God, Jesus, has done for us in the past, in the back here, and is doing for us in the future. The fear is a lot different. You know, a lot of people see it different. I know I can tell you, when I was a younger man, I was scared to death of my coach. He was a very large man, and he could pick guys up that weighed 250, 300 pounds, throw them around like they were baby dolls. We all feared him. But as I got older and moved on, it wasn't really the fear. It was the respect that he had made himself that way, got himself to that position, and coached us without, really, like I was talking to Joe, he yelled in a loud voice. The man never cussed at us, never called us any kind of bad names, never defaced our parents or the other team. I see when I go back and read in the Bible, that's what God wants us to do to him. Don't deface him. Always respect him, love him, and obey his commandments. If we can do those things, I can stop this right here and we can all go home. But guess what? We're human. So not just being afraid is not the is when you're being afraid is knowing the understanding of the Lord, not against the Lord. And when we know his commandments and we try to follow them and we do things in his name, like we was talking in Sunday school this morning, and Russ was talking about, and I was kind of like, "Oh, you're getting into what I'm thinking about and what I was going to do." We have to do his commands his way to the best of our ability. And if you do that, in that line, and like we was just talking earlier, sometimes we think in the box, we're trying to all figure out how to get this request that he was asking to get in the box. But if we get there, you'll be in his favor and favor in his witnessing of his word and taking care of his commandments will, and us praising him, will endure us forever. And then as you go down into chapter 1:1-2, it starts with blessings is the man that fears the Lord. This fear is being talked about in my mind, like I was telling you earlier, finding on the fear, not, it's not basically really the fear, it's respect and the honors that we can give our God. It's to, in our mind and in line with Christ, to do his will and do it the right way. Sometimes I get overbearing about somebody because they're not doing something just right. Like when I was at work, my wife helped me with this the other day, is they wasn't doing it my way. My way, not Lord's way, my way. They weren't doing it fast enough, they weren't doing it good enough, or they wasn't doing it in my procedure way. And so I just go do it and take care of it myself. That's not the right way. We need to encourage people to follow the commandments and try to do them in God's way. If you fear, sometimes fear is bad. Because I know some people that's afraid of the dark. They have very much fear of the dark. When I was younger, I had a fear of the dark after my sister passed away. And the way my dad handled it, he took me out and set me on an island in the middle of Tampa Bay and said, "See you in 3 days." And it was in the dark when he left me, so I don't know which way he went. He turned the lights off. I didn't know how to get there or how to get home. The next day about noon, I figured out, hey, I better start doing something. I shouldn't be afraid. I just need to get the program. So we need to follow our Lord and trust him in what he knows. And if we fear something, we shouldn't let it be our downfall. Always got to remember that the Lord is our creator. He created us to worship and obey him. We agree? You got to worship and obey him. We were just talking a little bit about that in Sunday school also. It went right into the next thing. Is if you follow Christ, and when we do pass and we go to be with him, we were talking about all these questions we had for him. Are you going to be afraid of him up there too? Or are you going to respect him? We really don't know that yet, but in my eyes, I think it's going to see more respect and love than being afraid. And I hope we get to ask questions like we was talking about with Russ, but I think it's, I wish I'd included it in this, my notes here, is the wow factor. We're just going to notice this thing, you know, heaven is being beautiful, all-loving, and praising God. It's just going to be wild. We're not even, I don't think we'll even think about it. One good example of a man following the Lord and having fear or respect for the Lord is you can go over to Job in 28:28. He said, "Behold, the fear of the Lord is not to be. His Lord is wisdom, and depart not from it. But if you do, evil is under you. Will understand evil and stay away from it." So to be in Christ's eyes and fear him is to respect him. Is my view of what I've read and my understanding. We can ward off evil by just praising and worshiping God and respecting him. And it says, back there, just like I read just a little bit ago, blessed is the man who fears the Lord. So, and it also says, who delights greatly in his commandments You can see like any other person, like if we do that with our earthly fathers, it seems like we get in the right direction. So if we stay underneath God's direction and Christ, we can, and respect that, we can actually stay in the right area, you know, the right parameters. That's where prayer comes in also. We pray without ceasing. Somebody said that this morning in Sunday school. If you see this respect and ask God to come into your heart, you can also become what I call, I got my notes down here, is you become fearful of the Lord, or, and then once you become a believer, he covers you and your family and descendants and become mighty on earth and can be blessed. So what that's telling me as a father, I need to be guiding my children and anybody else I can help out with. I've also got to follow, if my father was a Christian man, I should have been following his guidance. But I'm following my Heavenly Father and trying to stay in his guidance. If you do that, your descendants will become mighty on the earth and be blessed. What that means is if we spread out, as our congregation spreads out, like Raymond and Connie's children, you know, grandchildren, anybody showing pastors, kids and stuff, as the step goes out, it just keeps spreading out. If we keep spreading out and spreading out, what's going to happen? If we can keep that fear or respect of Christ and bring him to the Lord, what happens? We got less of this violent thing that happened to this young lady. We have a better place to live, more people in our church, and more people are going to be in heaven. And he says he'll make a place for us all. And I think if you all just think and look back, when you started as a Christian, as you're growing, you're going back, how he always seems to provide for the family or for you, as that if you keep that respect and that love, I guess you can call it fear. Not always what we want, but what we need, he provides for us. Because he says he'll always provide for us. What I liked about it is going down and go back and it says, a good man deals graciously and lends. He will guide his affairs with direction. And then he'll surely never be shaken. The righteous will be in everlasting remnants. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Go back and look at that, and it's like, I also see it in there, it says, we will not be afraid. So that does that take the fear part away? I think the fear part is the respect. So we'll have the respect for that then. And also that gives us a shield. Just like back when they talk about girding your loins, putting your shin guards on, breastplate, your shield and your sword. He'll provide for us to keep evil away. And if your heart's in steadfast, what's that mean? You're not going to be open to, oh, let's just go do this, it's okay. It's not right, or let's go beat up this kid or this other lady or whatever. That's not going to be in your heart. That's not going to be what you're programmed to do. It's help the other people. Help do other things. Take somebody to the hospital if it needs to go, you know, for an appointment or something and they don't have a ride. And when we do that, what do? We become a light in the darkness. How many of us want to be a light in the darkness? Goes on, like I was saying, you know, a good man deals graciously, full of compassion, and our guide. And what I see is that that means when we do business or try to do business with other people or thing, we should have trust and do it the right way and not try to cheat people or cheat others. As long as we follow God's guidelines, we won't be shaken. What I got out of that other, those last few verses is when it says, I will not be afraid of evil tidings. You don't have a reason to be afraid. Still have reason to be respect for bad things that we can handle if we go through and use the Lord's power. I hope I can keep a steadfast heart all my life. I'm not going to say I do everything right all the time, because you can ask my wife, I don't. I have to pray and ask forgiveness. So, as we were talking this morning in Sunday school, pray. Follow the God's constructed way for us to do it. Respect what He's asking us to do. Be that light in the darkness. Don't be afraid. So what I challenge you to do is read these verses and see what you can get out of them. Write them down. See what you think of them. Research them. I can see some friends of mine, what fear does to them. Unless it's daylight outside and they got two people, they won't leave their house. It's sad. We live in a dark world. It needs light. I hope we can all be lights in the darkness. Just not fear the Lord. Let's respect the Lord. He does have a lot of power, and we should respect that power. And I think fear has always got them respected. Once we become a Christian, who's always with us? No matter where we're at, no matter what we're doing. The Lord. And sometimes I see people, it's got, you know, they talk about having that, you know, that good person here, the bad person over here, or vice versa, whatever you want. Every once in a while, I think I have that come up. But before they get up there and start yanging, I have to remember what's in here. And sometimes I get wound up, and I've got friends that's not even Christians. It's like, whoa, what is that? Where's that coming from? Yeah, I shouldn't do that. I'm sorry. Let's be a light in the darkness, like we was talking this morning in Sunday school also. If you got an employer, you should always give them 110%. Because then you're a light in that darkness. And more people will want to do what you're doing. Even if you don't get praised for it, you should do it, because you're not working for that man or that woman, that company. You're working for Christ. We want to do our best for that, don't we? I got to come back to verse 7. He will not be afraid. There's still a few things I'm afraid of, but I'm getting to where I'm not afraid much of anything anymore, because I know I have Christ and He'll take care of me. lost my uncle here this Friday. I guess you can call him my favorite uncle on my mom's side. And he was a pastor. He came to know the Lord when he was, I'd say, in his 30s, 35 maybe, 40. Did a lot of stuff, got ordained, had a big construction outfit, but he followed the Lord, and he preached, and he did well on just being, and there was bad stuff all around that man. And he told me, he says, Red, he says, make sure, he says, you always respect Jesus Christ and what he done for us. And he'll help you do anything you ask if you believe in him and follow him. For a little guy, he was pretty powerful. Joe, what would you say? He's 5 foot five, 5 foot six? Guy was great, man. I believe that's why, one of the reasons I become a Christian. Seed was planted a long time ago. And then as it went through, it got nurtured, watered. So let's be that person that plants, like Russ does and some of the other farmers. Let's plant, water, condition. We don't have to do the harvesting, but somebody gets to do that. And if we do, that's great. So remember, share your faith. Share your testimony. Help someone. Don't always got to get paid to get to go and do something for somebody. And I know I've heard more people thank people for sometimes just dropping off a jar of jelly or fruit or something out of the garden that they can share. You know, or I know somebody in here that just shows up, mows your lawn for you. Wow. The Lord will take care of us. Let's be lights in the community. Let's be lights in our house. The more we do that, the better our world will be. So be that light. Think about that. Pray about that. In closing, please share your faith with somebody. Give them a track somewhere. I carry tracks with me. Sometimes I'm like, oh man, I should have gave them a track. You don't know if that track's going to help that person, or if he throws it away or she throws it away, if somebody don't pick it up and read it. So, and you know what? We don't have to speak their language. If we can do things that show them that we're godly, got to find a way to get somebody there to talk to them. And I've also found out, don't fight Christ about sharing with somebody. We did that in the past here not too long ago. I was with my good friend Raymond sitting in the fair. And all of a sudden I got to share with a young couple. Sat down and led them to the Lord. First person I ever got to lead to the Lord that I know start to finish. When I started talking to him to the end, that I got to lead him to the Lord. I haven't talked to him in a while, but last time I talked to him, he was still going to church in Pella. So hopefully that will grow and their kids will grow. And that was all just all over knowing the story of Noah's Ark. Connie's laughing at me. She was there too, and so was my wife. So be that light in the community. Share your faith. Don't be afraid. God's with you, so you shouldn't be afraid. Share that testimony. Share your resources with other people that don't have as much. Just like the lady that only had a few pennies. If we got a little, just a little extra here or there, or we think we need to give, give. So, in that, I'm going to close. Say thank you a lot for letting me come up and share. I'm going to tell you, maybe I don't have everything right all the time, but I try to honor God. So thank you.